and welcome back to the Robin the Regulator show, I suppose it is, on Fifth Wrist Radio. This is Rob. The Regulator's lurking here somewhere. Is he or not?
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Had a flat line there for a second. I thought, he died. Did you notice I waited for 5 seconds there? I did the thing and waited 5 seconds.
You did, but you dropped something or kicked something. I heard a big noise.
So oh, really?
Fucked it as usual. Yeah. Not to worry.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all progress.
I wonder if it's Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So how are you anyway?
I'm good. Rob.
Good. I don't know what we're supposed to be talking about. I it's a bit of a last second thing. We decided to do a podcast all of a sudden. We hadn't done one for a while. And I was feeling cheesed off because I was left.
It was a last second thing. It was like I said to you the other day. I think it was a last second reminding you.
Yeah, we were going to do it later. You. Later tonight. Okay, and so we just all of a sudden decided, let's do it now. Get it over with. Well, that's what I decided. I don't know about you. I better stop moving. My new chair is making noises. That's what it was.
I was still in the middle of editing the Dirk episode.
Oh, really?
I'm an hour into it. So,
you're not done yet.
Another hour to go.
Right.
And I mean, in terms of that's how much, which is, so it's taken me, God knows, like 18 hours or something so far into 1 hour.
Oh, you're joking. Oh, I thought I said we could just bin it.
It's a good thing we don't talk about anything that's kind of very current or relevant to the times.
Well, that's why we don't. We don't at all.
Evergreen content. That's it.
Is that what they call it? Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you drinking? A pint of something?
I almost had to go and refill it because it took so long. Yeah, I'm on a pint of red, but I brought the bottle with me so I could tell you what it was. It's called Taylor's Promised Land Merlot, smooth, generous, and juicy. I don't know what generous means when it comes to a wine. Do you know what generous means?
PR. But anyway, yeah.
It's got some kind of medal, and it's also got a seahorse on it.
Some kind of medal?
Okay. Yeah, a medal, a gold medal for something. It's got a seahorse on it, a bit like the old Omega hippocampus thing.
Is that why you got it?
No, but I just thought I'd mention that anyway.
It's good. Very good. You mentioned that it took a little while because we had a few technical difficulties and we took 10 minutes to get back together. And I finished my drink and I go back and get another one. Well, we had a Thai curry for dinner and had some couple of beers. And now I've just gone on to the old Glengoyne again. Back into the Glengoyne. So I'm just alternating now between these two whiskies when I'm not on beer. The this one and the Japanese one, the Nikka. So there you go.
Do you think you drink more now that you do the podcast with me?
Yeah, but only because I oblige, but only because I force myself to. you're turning me into an alcoholic.
Well, listen, you only have to drink more during the podcast. Just having to deal with you in real life forces me to drink kind of 24/7.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's too bad. Good. Yeah, you take the bad with the good. What are you up to? Have you been working? So you're sort of half part-time. Everything's opening back up in Melbourne. Every time I ask a question, you start laughing. It's like, oh, no, I shouldn't be asking questions. I should just let you ask the questions.
No, it's fine. It's still part-time just now. I think some people are going back full-time from next week or a couple of weeks from now, but not me,
not you.
So probably something to do with doing this podcast. You're gonna punish him.
Right. Yeah. Okay. We went to the beach on the weekend and actually kids had a swim. It was kind of cool, but it was this beautiful day on the water was cool, but it was a nice sunny day on Saturday. Had a big bike ride, all that stuff. It's only Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah.
Wait a minute, you had a bike ride?
Yeah, we had a big bike ride, yeah.
Do you cycle as well?
Yeah.
My God, it gets worse all the time.
Not seriously, though. I mean, it's just family stuff, and I have a really good bike, but I don't really use it to its full extent.
What do you mean you've got a really good bike? Like, how much was your bike?
Oh, thousands. No.
Yeah, how many thousands?
I don't want to show off. Not many. It's just a decent. I think it's a Cannondale. Yeah, and it's a nice bike, but it gets underused. Basically, I do the school run in it. It's exactly 1 kilometer, door to gate. That's each way. So you know, it's a bit of fitness. That's all I do really for sport these days.
You do the school run. They cycle as well. You all cycled together.
Nah, 2 kids on the back. Nah, yeah, we all cycled together.
What?
Yeah. We all cycled together.
No, I'm not a cyclist.
Well, yeah, well, me either. Really, I don't like cyclists much on the road. But that's it. I used to play squash, but with this whole thing, it's been weeks and weeks and weeks since I've played squash. So I do no fitness whatsoever. So I'm just getting fat or fatter.
It's so strange learning these things about you.
Really?
I don't know. In my mind, it's just like you just sit there. You sit there in your little room with your fancy watchmaking drawer things, just looking at your phone, checking your phone, and then your wife comes in every now and again. She's like, "Do you want some dinner, Rob?" And you look at your phone. She's like, "Don't worry, he'll call soon."
Yeah.
That's kind of what I think it's like.
That's about it, yeah.
But you're waiting for your call. Things.
Oh, I have just non-stop. Absolutely non-stop. It's crazy. I've got to stop saying it's nuts because my wife reckons I say it's nuts too much on the podcast. So it's always little things you realize you say too much.
You don't say it's nuts. I've never noticed.
Really?
You say that.
She reckons I do.
Because I've been spending so many hours editing this last one with Dirk.
You know, like schmozzle.
Picked up on. Yeah, schmozzle's fine. You say, what do you say? Exactly. I think you say that a lot.
Oh, really? Okay.
And your yeah thing. But honestly, I want to punch myself in the face with all the little things I've heard myself say. And
all these little
noises and things. It's truly appalling.
This is being part of being Scottish. I don't think anyone does listen to it. That's the thing. We just, it's bots. I don't know what it is. You never tell me the listening figures or anything. I don't know if anyone listens.
I'm trying to keep you motivated.
Well, it can't be worse than my YouTube because it's pretty bad. It's been a couple of weeks since I've done a YouTube now. And I'm just losing enthusiasm. I'll get there, but I've got to finish off my letters.
Get where? Where are you going?
That's the problem. I don't know where I'm going.
We got some really good feedback about the last one with Paul. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it didn't have much like this episode. It didn't have much watch content in it. Did it
really? Yeah. I got bad feedback. There's too much bad language and rude stuff.
Is it from your wife?
No, I won't mention any names.
What do you mean you won't mention any?
No. But that's fine. You know what I mean? Well, it's we just have to try and keep it, you know.
Oh, wait, is this a complaint about me? Because I swear too much. It's all comes from
never,
a passionate
no,
place.
Never complaining about you. No. That's all good. Don't worry. I'm just.
Wait a minute. Your kids are in the other room. They can hear you shouting and swearing.
No. That was good with Paul. It was funny. He's a character.
I've actually managed to convince some of the people at work to listen. Purely on the strength of the monkey masturbating story.
It's a good draw.
Obviously, a podcast about watches couldn't motivate watchmakers to listen to a podcast. But once I said, listen, this is the one you need to listen to.
Yeah, yeah. Might get them hooked, do you reckon?
Well, no, but I just wanted to listen to one. That'd be good.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I'm not looking for my Zencastr dashboard, has disappeared. Anyway, what was I going to talk about? Oh, what are you wearing?
I am wearing back to a Swatch skin again, I'm afraid.
Swatch skin. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. No comment. That's fine. I mean, you can ask me what I'm wearing. You know what I found? I was going through my drawers here. I think I'm going to pull out another drawer.
Your layette?
My layette. Exactly. Layette. You're learning French. Yeah. By the time we're finished, in a few years' time, you'll be fluent. Holy moly. What was that? Is that your end or mine?
That was your end.
I thought the house was caving in.
Yeah, it sounded like it. Did the ceiling collapse?
No, maybe something in the workshop next door, something fell over. Probably a ladder fell over or something. Sorry about that. I can edit that out. I'll leave it in.
Okay, so you're Layette.
I was down the bottom drawer where I'm going to start next time at the bottom because I've come across my little mondaine we talked about the other day. My mundane Swiss Railways watch.
The other day, yeah. It was like a month ago, but yeah.
The other day, whatever. So I got it out and put it on. We had to put it back in a strap. That's what I was waiting for, a new strap. It's a bit manky, the old strap. What? What's so funny?
Are you going to go into strap things again? Have you actually been selling any straps?
Because of all the product placement? No, not really.
A couple of guys in the group chat, though, said that they'd got a strap from you.
Yeah. Yeah, they have. I sent them to a few guys, mates, rates, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I got any from that or not. There is a few sales here and there, so you never know. But the problem with this watch is that it's got a 16mm strap, so now I've got to go one smaller again than my new smallest strap.
16mm?
Yeah, it's quite small. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to get a 16mm, you can get a 12mm for that. Remember I said I wanted a 12mm for my little...
Yeah, and I'm not going to, so no.
You just get them all. From 5mm up.
Yeah, and you sell about 3 in a lifetime, basically. And then they come in lots of minimum 100. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm waiting for a proper strap. I've got to buy another strap for this, but I haven't, you know, I think I'll ever have a strap for this 16mm. But it's quite a small, it's only 34mm watch, the original Mondaine. I mean, the very first Swiss Railways watch.
The one I've got must be like 38 or something, I think.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. This was, they're nice as well. This is basic as. I bought it well before. It was last century I bought this watch.
That sounds so depressing.
99. I know. It's nuts. What are you wearing? Oh, you're wearing a Swatch. Oh, my goodness. We're going around in circles. Yeah. I've had too much or not enough to drink.
It's not like us.
No.
I thought we would do something a bit different tonight.
Here we go. About time, because we weren't doing anything different up till now.
Where every time was different, right? Because we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
I thought we'd do some actual watch content.
Oh, I don't get too technical on me, though. None of these shootouts and stuff. Competitions and stuff.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I thought we'd talk about the Chapek watch.
Yeah.
Remember I sent it through to the super exclusive group chat, a picture of it?
Okay, yeah.
Remember?
No. But I don't. I said no, and I don't remember. But I believe you.
It's got an integrated bracelet. Do you want to look it up on the?
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. Let me look it up. Integrated bracelet. Okay. And that's what the discussion was about, the integrated bracelets, because I come across another one today, which I quite like, and I'd forgotten about an integrated bracelet. Integrated bracelet. Can you hear me banging away on my keyboard? I'm quite fast.
Yeah.
I'm a speed typist. Yeah, okay. No. There's everything but Chapek with the integrated bracelets. Oh, is that the limited edition Antarctic? No? Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Oh, I don't like that one at all. No, I hate that one. Sorry, it's okay. Next question, next subject. Yeah, okay.
Well, do you remember what I asked previously about integrated bracelets?
No.
Well, it's good. It keeps it fresh. It's a fresh conversation for one of us.
If it doesn't have any relevance to me and I'm not interested, I've got too much in my head. I forget about it.
How much relevance do you want? We do a watch podcast. I send you watch stuff. We talk about it. You're like that old woman from The Notebook who always forgets her husband. That's what you're like. So we're talking about integrated bracelets.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
You remember that? And so I posted it in the group chat and everyone's like, oh yeah, it's another integrated bracelet, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the question I asked was, what percentage of integrated bracelet watches have actually been successful?
Yes.
And how many have just been shit house, as you say in Australia?
Percentage, it's hard to put a percentage on it, but I reckon there's like two successful ones. Okay, three.
And they are?
That's it. AP, obviously. I think AP is. Yep. I think that's the most réussi. The there's no word for that. It's like the best. What's the word? It's the French listeners will get it. It's the Heresy, you know, it's like it's the most successful. It's had the most success, or as a design, I mean, you know, 6M, mon ami.
It just reminds me when you said that, like, you can remember you didn't know the word in English. I remember one time you're trying to say something, and you're like, I can't think of the word in English, and then he said, in fact, I can't think of the word in French either. That was like one of my favorite Rob.
That wasn't moments. Me. I didn't say that. But
so AP,
The Patek, I don't mind, but I'm not a big fan, and it's been copied a lot, or variations thereof. But have you seen? You've seen the Dietrich steel watch. That is so nice. I really like that. I've played with it. I've put it on. I've worn it. Actually, I had a Dietrich. That's why I thought of it today, because I found my Dietrich in a drawer as well. And I was looking at the site, and that one popped up again. I thought, yeah, that's an integrated bracelet, which works really well. It's a different design. It's a different look. It's a different shape of links. You know, it's almost the old, it's not like a, you know, there's the brick road, the Omega gold road ones, the brick road, what do they call them? Gold brick road. They were stunning, right? You were laughing away, and I was just having a think, that's all. It's like a new version of that sort of thing. I've got a scaled up version of that. So you got like, it's like little pavers type thing, but they're all, you know, together in that beautiful shape. And that's, it's a really nice one. It's a beautiful feel to wear and on the outside. That the Dietrich steel.
I've never seen one in person, so I can.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't say it. It looks nice.
Yeah.
The bracelet. I like the bracelet design.
Yes.
So, got AP, Patek, Vacheron.
Nah.
It's basically those three. No, don't like it?
No, not really. No, it's a bit sort of. I can't picture it in my head right now, but I remember not being that impressed with it. Hang on. Vacheron. Constantin. What's the model again? Not the Kid Lille.
Overseas.
Not a fan. They're, it looks okay. I was never, you know, I'm going to sort of go against, I know some of our mates there.
Yeah, you can no more watch strap sales for you.
No. I'm not talking about that. I've never been, I don't mind some VC models. This overseas, the original overseas was a dual tone one, which had the same sort of shape. But that, even when they first came out, that bezel really bugs me, just because it's a dirt, you know, attracts dirt and a dirt trap, and grime and stuff. And it's like the DeWitt back in the day. I don't know if they still make those. They were terrible. It's like a whole castellated bezel.
Yeah.
And they were terrible. And this is kind of the same. It's just something to, you know, they're relatively sharp edges. It's just something to snag things on and to get grimy and dirty. And that just carries over under the strap. I mean, you know, they're trying to make a strap design from the Maltese cross, which it's, I guess it's okay, but it's never really done it for me, to be honest. I never really got enthusiastic about it.
I really liked it when I saw JP's one.
Good. Well, they catch the light nicely.
I'm more of a VC fan than I am an AP or a Patek fan.
Yeah, okay.
I've always felt that VC has a bit more, not style, but just a bit more character or something to their watches.
Yeah, whereas possibly.
Patek always seems a bit kind of bland to me, and AP is just the Royal Oak. That's is for me. Whereas VC has more kind of other things in their catalog that pop out now and again.
I like the VC crowns. The crowns looks really cool. I like that they got this really cool design of a crown, and I hate the AP crowns. But
there you go.
You know, for example, it's just that sort of thing. But and Patek's, well, yeah, they're a bit sort of bland and stuff. But I don't like. I'm not really a big fan of the Patek steel bracelets. I prefer the ones on leather and classic watches, and I don't even know the reference numbers, but you know what I mean. It wouldn't be a Nautilus or that I'd have. Vacheron, I've just never really, there's nothing's really grabbed me by the short and curlies from that maison. I know it's old and stuff, and you know, it was the oldest. And when they say that the trilogy, you know, where they used to a bit with those big three brands, for me, this, in my mind, to me, my perception was that this one was a bit the odd one out, VC because it was just, I don't know, never sort of, I visited the factory once. I went in the boutique quite a few times in Geneva. They had a couple of different ones. I was moving there. They renovated one and went to the other one. I knew a guy there and I looked at him as much as I could and stuff, but I just never really, I don't know, that didn't do it for me. But I mean, that's why, you know, different tastes.
So what other integrated bracelets have you got? Cartier Santos?
I forget what it looks like.
I've picked a really great person to do a watch.
Yeah, Ebel was the one of the original ones as well. And that's a bit more like the Moses Streamline was a bit more like the on the Ebel. Yeah. Like it's different lines, but that sort of look, you know. Apart from that, now I
Bell and Ross did one recently.
Yeah, that's just like a Patek, a flat Patek version, right? The one I saw anyway was quite similar to a Patek. But this one you're looking at, that other one we just pulled up, whatever it was. What was it again?
The Chapec.
Yeah, I really don't like that one at all. I think it's just a hodgepodge of, they're going for the Patek, I mean the AP plots look, the plot they call them, you know, the little ones in between the bracelet, in the between the links. And then they got this band across the top and it's polished and it's just looks, I just really don't like it. I don't know the whole case actually. It looks like it's 3D printed.
I like the bracelet. I like those links, the polished links and the brush links. I just, the case and the dial, it's just a bit too, it's like with all those other watches we're talking about, they've all got quite distinctive bezels. And this one is just like they've forgotten to put the bezel on it.
Exactly. Like, we'll
sorry, the bezel later, and they just never get around to it. So it ends up looking a bit like an IWC engineer or something.
Yeah,
like
that. Yeah, exactly.
Case a little bit. It's just a bit too bland for the exciting bracelet. But I actually like the bracelet.
Do you? Yeah, okay. What about the Lange one? Lange.
No, I hated that one. Yeah.
No, I didn't like it either. But do you like the old, you don't like the old Omega Constellation either, the old original one? That was kind of, I have one of those somewhere.
No, I think I've complained about having
to
fix those bracelets before. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, same. They're terrible. And yeah, so it's hard to do. I mean, the Lange one doesn't, I guess it wasn't a real one, is it? It's just sort of, it looks like an integrated one.
No, because, yeah, the bracelet kind of goes out past the, that was, I think, my issue with the Lange was that the bracelet was wider than the actual lug size, so it didn't even look like it properly integrated.
Yeah.
It was weird.
I think they'll fix that, though. It could be an angle of the thing or something, rather, angle of the dangle.
Maybe. I just don't know why they keep on, all the brands keep on doing it. If they just look at everyone else and how successful all the other ones are that just get constantly panned.
Yes.
I just don't know what motivates, apart from they must have these management meetings and people say, God, we need something to compete with AP and Patek. Like, we need to come up with something. I'm like, are you sure? Yep, go and design an integrated bracelet. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, it seems a bit like that sometimes. It seems like that's what they're aiming for. I'm not sure. Don't know. What about the Zenith, the Defy? When that came out, I thought that was quite cool. It's very plain. It's a bit more like a...
With an integrated bracelet?
Well, it looks like an integrated bracelet, but it's kind of not. Again, it's cheating. Yeah, it goes right to the case side and stuff. It's on that titanium Defy they had. You can get...
Oh, yeah.
It's not a real one. It's a bit like some others, but it's not. But that's a cool-looking bracelet, I reckon. It's a bit like a... like an Hermes shape with H's in it, sort of thing, flat H's. But no, really true integrated bracelets. I'm sure I've seen some that I like back in the day. But for the moment, AP. I mean, I've seen them put a bracelet together, and I've seen how they work to polish one and stuff. And it's kind of pretty full on, and it works. It catches the light nicely. You know, those really polished edges on each link type thing and all that stuff. I prefer that to a Patek. But yeah, they're all a bit boring, aren't they? They're a bit sort of passé.
Yeah, it's almost a bit of a curse, isn't it? If you're a brand that has a steel sports watch with an integrated bracelet, you're pretty much a one hit, and it's probably sacrilegious to call Patek a one hit wonder, but no one else really cares about any other stuff, right?
No. Oh, Patek's. AP's even worse. Everyone, yeah. It's Rolex where it's at. It's
I suppose they've got the Aquanaut. Patek's got the Aquanaut.
Yeah. But then, AP's got the offshore as well. It's on a different family, but it's still based on the same sort of thing, you know, same shape, yeah. same just different size. Yeah, it's interesting. I did see that on the group, and I thought I didn't really want
to. It's coming back to me now.
Yeah, but I didn't like that one. So we'll have to agree to disagree. I don't really like that one at all. That other.
Got something else for you?
Oh, here we go.
I'm gonna keep it going. Okay.
Crayon.
Crayon. As in crayons,
K-R-A-Y-O-N.
Just have to look that up. K R. What?
K R A Y O N. Yeah. And it's the crayon anywhere universal sunrise, sunset.
What? Okay. Crayon. I see you don't like this thing.
I want to know your opinion on it, and then I'll.
Program. I didn't even look at this. When did that come out? I thought I looked at most of their stuff. I've never heard of this brand.
Do you know this brand?
No, must be new. Unless it's a year ago. Yeah. No. Okay. Yep. Okay. That's not me. It's not the first time when people have done that sort of stuff. I get it. So they've done it. They've just put the sidereal time in a different context different look. Right, they got the real time and sidereal time on a AP, for example, which is with sunrise and sunset, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine it has to be set to. Does this one have to be set to the actual latitude of the wearer? I'm not sure.
I was asking somebody in work. Honestly, there's so many conversations I get into with people at work, and then I immediately regret it because I'm like, they just don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Just eyes glaze over.
Yeah,
start like, drooling.
He's talking about watches again. Okay. I quite like the look of this.
It's a bit. I'm not big on complicated watches that have useless complications. I'm not a big fan at all of ding dong watches. Anything that goes ding or dong.
Does this go ding or dong?
No, or I was going to say, or things, content perpetuals even. I mean, it's kind of, they're just a lot of hassle for keeping wound and keeping on time.
Oh, yeah. I can't be bored with those at all.
Sunrise and sunset. We sold one to a helicopter pilot from Russia, an AP. And he was the only guy I've ever met who could actually use this sort of complication because you had to be back by, if you didn't have your instrument rating, you had to be back by sunset or you had to leave at sunrise or whatever. He was the only guy that I actually thought, yes, okay, we're finally selling one of these watches to someone who's going to use it. And I think I was in the wrong latitude or something. We had to reset it. We had to send it back to the factory to get set for his location. But apart from that, I mean, it looks nice and stuff. But I mean, this looks a bit like a Christian Vanderclaw or something rather, where there's a lot of stuff going on. I guess that's the idea. You want to confuse people.
The hands are very F.P. Jorn or Ming.
Yes. No, Ming is different than that. Have you had a look at Touch. Proper look at the Ming?
Yeah.
Nah. The F.P. Jorn.
Look at the center of the. It looks like there's a big hole, like there was in your Ming.
Oh. Not my picture. There's a polished
knob. I know, but it kind of looks like it could be.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, well.
I do like the sun on it.
Ah, yeah, okay. Is that a sun?
But I'm not a kind of crazy complication fan. It just sounds like a fucking headache to me to have to set or put stuff on winders.
Exactly. And I think some of these are just to, well, obviously they're a show-off watch. I don't know what sort of expense we're talking at this sort of thing or cost, but I'm not even, the Sky Moon Tourbillon, all the Patek ones, the big ones, and the Haute Complication de Audemars Piguet. I saw the guys building them, and I got respect for them and stuff, but I couldn't see the point whatsoever of anybody owning one. I guess that's the case with any watch these days, isn't it? But,
I think if you're not able to function the watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I remember speaking to a guy who worked in one of the watch shops in Melbourne, and he sold Equation of Time. I can't remember the brand. There can't be too many brands that do it. But I think he said, he sold one, and then a week later the guy came in, like I've fucked it or something, or I've set something wrong.
Easy to
and
do,
then they fixed it, and then like a while later, the guy came back, did exactly the same thing. And I don't think he came back after that, but probably he did exactly the same thing again. And he just thought, fuck this, and put it in a drawer or something. Or
yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what, we sold a few of those, and AP did them. And actually, that was the one that we sold to the Russian guy that popped into mind, because it had had that as well. That was the big complication. I love doing equation of EDT that got the equation to Dong. It was just a flipping nightmare to set. And none of the girls had a clue how to set it in the shop for a start. But at least if it's like that, I would prefer this watch, for example, the one on the photo, to have some sort of a bit of decoration. I mean, that center part of the dial is pretty boring. It's just that, you know, when you compare that to, say, Janvier de Vianialte with a little sun, you know, the little solid gold sun on the end of the hand, and the hands that different people have, the serpentine hands, and beautiful, beautiful hands, pointers and stuff. And these are all okay. They're a nice shape. It's a bit, you know, FP Journesque, but I'm sure, like, I reckon they could do better with the decoration. They probably will. That'll be their next year's.
Yeah, this is the Kickstarter one.
Yeah, exactly. They'll bring out the same
$500. Yeah.
But it says programmable. That's not sort of too. Is it electronic or is it fully? Let me look at their website.
Well, actually, if you scroll down, I should have probably read this before just jumping in. But they've got a photograph of the Martin Braun EOS watch.
Right. Yes. Yep. Yep.
That Roman's got. You know that one. So I think it might be somehow related to. Or connected to that, possibly. I don't know. I haven't read the thing.
Oh,
so.
They do talk about the AP. Yeah, the question of time. It's a masterpiece. Again, there's that word masterpiece. And the EOS, that EOS watch, the Martin Braun watches were quite cool. They are quite cool. They're some really cool ones with the big hands. But I wonder if they were involved with this center. Who actually did this one? Remy Meyer, engineer, movement constructor. Okay. Yeah, well, you know, that's how a lot of these little brands start over there. These guys that work for other brands, they get pick up a lot of knowledge. They put together complications, and then they decide, oh, I could do this myself. And then they bring one out, and then they don't have the marketing know-how, so it goes bust. But I'm not saying this one will. I hope it doesn't.
It's a Rob kiss of death.
And if they call it if they call it everywhere, to me, that means you can set it to different, different latitudes or whatever, or longitude. Which one is it? Which one that matters? So maybe that's, you know, maybe that's maybe he saw a solution for that, basically, which the old equation de temps and sunrise and sunset watches didn't have, basically.
Well, in the movement on the back, you can see there's a little thing that looks like it can be adjusted.
Oh, like a cam, right? Is that what you're talking about? I can see one of these. The anywhere, okay, on the back. Yeah, okay.
See, there's like a...
Oh, the everywhere.
There's like a round...
One's called everywhere. One's called anywhere. Michael, who gives a flying? Yeah, I get you. That's in the anywhere, though. It's out in the everywhere.
Oh, God.
Universal sun... okay, so universal sunrise, sunset. It must not be the same as a normal sunrise and sunset. So that's what I'm saying. You must be able to change.
So what's the most complicated watch you would actually have?
I'm in pain. I don't like complicated watches. That's the thing.
Yeah, so what's the most complicated one? What do you classify as like the most the watch that has the most going on that you would actually own?
Hour and minute.
Right, okay. Jesus.
No, I mean, there's some cool annual calendars out there, but even that, it's kind of, if you're going to wear one, if you're a one watch person, an annual calendar's great, or one of these watches, but no one is. No one I know. There's no collector that I know. And you can appreciate these watches without wanting to own them as well. Not necessarily this one, but I mean, there's some really cool moon phases, and I don't like having a moon phase at all. Again, for me, it's totally. But you know, I can see the attraction, and I have mates who have a lot. Oh, that Hermes, new Hermes moon phase, that was a really cool watch.
See, none of them just don't do anything for me at all. Like I love a chronograph. So as fancy as I would get.
So I just said, I don't have anything for me.
I know, but just in case, I would go for maybe like I had to have some. Yes. I was forced to have something fancy. I would go like a Rattrapan or something. Yeah. But I think that's as crazy as I would get and be able to still enjoy it. And
what, you wouldn't want the Richard Mille erotic watch with little rollers at the top with different things written on them?
Jesus Christ.
Or A G meter. That's what, a mechanical G meter.
Are these all the watches you sold?
Yeah.
Did you ever sell one of those ones with the erotic ones?
No, they came out after I left. I would have. No, I actually like, you got me off my track. I don't know what I was going to say now. Chronos are good. And GMT. GMT. I love GMTs. Just for the practical side of it, having, if you travel a bit, which I don't much anymore, no one does anymore, but just to know where, which end of the clock people are at in different spots. I really like a GMT. My ideal, and I think I've said this before, one of my ideal watches is a chrono GMT. Doesn't have to be Retrapont or Flyback or whatever, just a chrono with a GMT. Yeah. And there's only a handful of brands that do them.
Yeah, I can't think of any. Who does it?
Yeah, well, got to think now.
Very small handful.
There's at least four or five. Actually, I come across all
one. Okay, today. Just name three then.
By chance, the IcePod, they do one. That's quite weird though. The Mark Newson watch.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the four sub counters.
God, if that's the first one that comes to mind, there's really not many.
I must admit that came to mind because I just saw it in a. I don't even know where I saw it, on a website or on a site somewhere today on someone's post. And what else? Oh, geez. There's a, not many. There's not many at all. What else does one? I'm going to say Seiko. Seiko do a really nice one. They do a few nice ones. I'm trying to think who else. Seikos are probably some of the nicer ones. There's at least two or three others. I think, Tudor used to do one. I'm not sure if they don't do one now, obviously, but they used to a little ways back. Who else? I don't know.
There must be a reason people don't do it. It can't be a very desired.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard to do. It's not like it's a complicated thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, just people don't want it.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe it's too thick.
Three short planks. Yeah, but still. That Seiko is quite thick. I'm trying to think who else is that. There's at least two that I've sort of been thinking about for years, and then I've just forgotten what they are. I can look it up, but I don't know if it. Anyway, yeah, I think the GMT is the most useful, one of the most useful complications, if you call it. That's right, Breitling do one, but I hate it. I don't like the Breitling one. The Transocean, they do that one.
You can't be picky when there's only a few brands that actually do the watch. Well,
it's
want.
A good reason to be even more picky.
One of those is Echopod.
Yeah. apparently, here, Bill Gary popped up with their Finissimo or whatever it is. Yeah, Chrono GMT, look at that. I do actually like that watch in the plain version, the Bulgari. Do you like it, the Octo Finissimo?
Yeah, I do. I liked the look of it, but I didn't think I'd like it in person. And then when I actually saw
same. Yeah, same. Just
really, it's really nice. And our good friend Petit Stacond has got one. It's really nice.
That's right. I've seen it in his feed. It's a plain one, right? Just the small seconds that the offset.
Yeah.
Like small sub-seconds.
I think it's a limited edition one he's got, though. It's like got a blue something or, yeah. But it's a really, yeah. When I went to see one with Defining Time, went to see some with him. Yeah, and that's when we went into the stores and nobody knew. He had his Habering deadbeat on and no one knew what a deadbeat second
was. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, well, that's pretty standard. That's why I wear mine, just to confuse people.
Well, I had actually had some training in work this week, and part of the training was, it was like super basic stuff. It was ridiculous, but anyway, part of the thing was, how do you tell the difference? Not even embarrassing, like below the embarrassing level. How do you tell the difference between a mechanical watch and a quartz watch? This is one of the questions.
Serious? Okay, yeah, that's quite basic. Okay,
so the other person answers, and then obviously dickhead over here says, well, actually, not all mechanical hands sweep. And so the training lady, who's a lovely lady, by the way, very, very nice. But she's come over from Switzerland. So anyway,
yeah, okay.
I said, not all mechanical hands sweep, some tick. And she said, what? What do you mean? And I was like, like a deadbeat seconds. No clue. No yeah. clue. She's like, she was like, you mean, but she got confused. She said, you mean the quartz ones? She said, some quartz hands sweep. And I was like, no, it's a mechanical, but it ticks. And she said, is there a battery? And I was like, there's no battery.
Trust me.
And then she said, who makes them? And I was like, well, JLC make them. But my friend's got one. And it's a Habring. Never heard of Habring. So I think maybe once you're working in the big brands and you're not living outside the big brands, you don't know anything other than what you're
really formatted over there. Yeah.
But she was fast. Once I told her, I educated the educator, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and I was showing her a video and stuff like that, she was really kind of, she was blown away by,
yeah.
Yeah. She was into it. So that was, yeah. it was really good. But I was kind of blown away that people hadn't heard of it. So.
Did you say a couple of your friends have one, or just your friend has one?
I said, I know. Yeah. I said, my friend has one, and also a colleague who I do a podcast with. Definitely not on the friend level. I think I just said friend because I forgot you had one. Yeah.
Good on you. That's typical. That's perfectly. I mean, it's so typical of the industry. That's why you and I should be. We should be running around training these people because, you know, they can just learn so much more. But yeah, big group trainers. They get in their little rut and they're formatted. Even Rolex people are quite formatted. Rolex. Anyway, getting back to this.
Oh, yeah, what are we talking about?
GM2 Chrono. I had a GM2 Chrono by Fortis. I had one of those Fortis ones mm-hmm. at one point years ago.
Very thick.
So they got a really nice one, a pilot one.
Yeah.
Quite thick, yeah. But yeah, the 7750 Chrono, the Chrono part. And Tag do one apparently, but that's by the board. Yeah, Seiko. I reckon Seiko is one of the nicer ones. Oh, that's right. Chopin. Yep, they used to do a really nice one. I don't know if they still do that, if they're still in their lineup. So there's a few out there, you know?
I like how you said, let's get back to the topic that we were discussing, which was already off the original topic, but...
yeah, it was off the topic. Omega used to do one. I used to like the one they did. That's right, the Seamaster. They did it. They did a Seamaster. Remember that one with the teak deck dial, the white ones? And I actually almost bought one. They looked a bit small. All the counters were in it was quite a big dial, and the counters were quite small into the center. I didn't really like that about it. But I do remember seeing it. I think we were just selling the last ones when I was still selling Omega, but they don't have them in their current lineup, I don't think.
Yeah, I think I've seen one or two of those. They're not common at all.
No, I don't think they would be. No,
so you should be able to get one of those pretty cheap then, yeah. I would imagine. You should still be able to pick.
Yeah, probably. But I don't know if I really want one now. I mean,
yeah,
I want it by then, but, you know, so things come and go. I mean, it's not the best one I would, or the first one that I would try and grab, but it is a nice one.
Oris,
that one. Oris had one. Have one.
ProPilot
yes.
Chronograph.
Yep.
Bremont.
That's right. I remember. Yep. You know what? The Bremont. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of that first, because that's their. No, not that one. The old one is not the best one. They have one which I've still have. I had my own since I actually worked selling Bremonts in a place before. Which they have one, it's a titanium one. It's a Boeing model. There's two different Boeing ones.
Your Boeing ones.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's anyway. The Chrono one of that is really, really cool watch. It's I like titanium watches, and it's a Chrono GMT, and it's perfect. But it's a little bit out of my range. Or it was probably now. Well, it still is.
But this one, Longines Admiral GMT chronograph.
Yeah, Admiral. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Nah. Yeah, no.
I could use my staff discount once I get it back in the year 2028, once it's reinstated.
Why, you've been using it up too much, or you abused it?
Didn't get a chance.
What happened?
But I told you this story. I can't talk about it.
No. You can't talk about it on air. Yeah. Okay, tell me later.
I've told you the story.
No.
But the good thing is my grandchildren will be able to use that, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh, here's a lovely, like, Wittenauer GMT Chrono vintage.
Who, Wittenauer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw one of those in the past.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got Mercedes hands, but yeah.
Look, that's my ideal watch out of all those ones there, Mont Blanc, Duin, I wouldn't have that, but out of amongst those, and there's some old vintage, some really cool vintage ones, Breitlings and Mongeens and stuff, who did some nice stuff back in the day.
Yeah,
Hamilton maybe. If I'm just trying to think a bit, but instead of just scrolling through pictures, so that's that. Next question.
We're done.
Keep coming. I'm on a roll. How long have we gone?
We've done 50 minutes. The only other thing I was going to say.
I didn't even get into my.
What? Go on. Get into your.
What? No, I didn't even get into my bottom drawer.
Yeah, we'll do that next time.
What were you going to say?
I did notice there was also a thing by Jack Forster saying that there was a study showing that people who wear watches are superior human beings.
Serious?
Yeah, they did. So they questioned.
Did you do the study?
Actually, I was so embarrassed. I was like, these guys are total cocks. But then when I started to scroll down and it said it was a study at the University of Glasgow, which is the university my mother went to, and she'd always say what a great university it was, which it is a very good university. But the study.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It says basically they asked people if they had a watch or not, and then they asked them questions about their personality, so like, are you an upstanding person? So obviously the people, all the twats that had a fucking watch, think they're better than everyone else. So all the questions, they were like, they rated themselves as being more moral and all this kind of stuff. But I just thought it was considering I mainly have friends in the watch world, I can confirm that watch people are not better human beings, and I count myself as being right up there at the very front leading that charge of watch people being bad human beings.
Well, we try. Okay. Oh my goodness, but that's a tip. Jack Forster and his studies. Anyway, cool, awesome, those guys, they're I'm a fan.
Okay, who's your Instagram pick?
Have I mentioned Gary G? Gary Getz?
I don't believe so. No,
I don't think so. I think I've mentioned him on the group. Maybe he's a guy, a big collector I know in the States. Not a bad guy. He's good guy. but he's a part of I'm not sure they call the NorCal gang or something. Right, there's a bunch of collectors up there. Serious collectors. They got like
Gary custom- G.
Gary G, exactly. Gary G
_1,
I think. I've got some watches that have come into my hands that are his watches or watches that I've... There's a couple of collectors here that know him, or one in particular that knows him, and they've sort of had traded watches and stuff. I've seen Gary often. I was in a few press meetings at last SOHH with Gary and... Waco and a few of the guys, just regulars,
The crew.
Yeah, a few of the crew. Gary and Wayne and whoever was listening to Stephen Forsey bang on about his latest and greatest anyway. But Gary's got some really... What Gary does really well is photo. He just can beautiful, beautiful photo. He spends hours and hours and hours. And he has some really cool subject matter. For people who don't follow Gary, I would recommend it. We'll give a shout out.
He's got
Gary.
One of those VC dirt traps, as they'll know.
Is he?
Shout out.
That's all right.
Can't wait to see JP next time. I'll be like, "How's your old dirt trap, JP?"
There's worse. That's not too bad. I have to have it open in front of me on the screen. It's the DeWitt was a shocker, and the Richard Mills weren't great either. Some of them, but that's just one of those things. And who's yours?
I really like some, and I know I was slagging off Patek earlier, which I do like to do, but I like that Patek Chrono, not the
little Chrono counter
back or a ratchet, the one with the diamond hour markers.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yep. Really nice. Yeah. Okay. That's not bad. Yeah. No.
It's simple.
Yes.
But I like the style of it.
Yes. And the diamond markers are really clever because they're so pure, you can't really tell they're diamonds unless you look really closely. Yeah. I like the 5960, which is about the only reference I know apart from the 5711. Everyone knows the 5960 Patek is around, with the calendar and that little chrono counter down below.
Yeah,
And with the three windows, for the date. That's a pretty cool watch.
I don't
watch.
Like that at all.
Don't you? It's a round version. It's a round watch. I don't like, yeah, it's just round classic ones. I don't think I'd buy it. If I found it really cheap, I might, but I'm not saying that, but it's one of the ones I don't mind. Yeah. I would modify it, change the color of the hands, whip them off, change the colors.
Good. Yeah. All that sort of stuff. Brush the keys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What is yours?
My choice is someone that you probably deeply offended earlier on today. So We've got our Slack group chat, which you can come join if you email us at contact@fifthwrist.com. So this guy joins today.
And I say, who are you?
He sends me an email. He's like, how did... Yeah, Rob's like, who are you? How did you find us? Who let you into this group chat? Can I see some identification, please?
You're exaggerating. I just thought it'd be interesting to... I'm interested to find out
what it felt like.
How people come in there. Just say, okay, how'd you find us? I mean, I didn't know that he was a regular contributor. I don't read much in the way of reviews. And I keep forgetting to tell people to go there. So that's what I was going to do. I was going to check and have my perfect little ending checklist and tell everyone what they needed to do.
Well, you can still do that. Okay.
No, I can't.
You can still do that.
Well, I will. I will next time.
Why not?
Okay. I've forgotten like what it is all now. You're going to get to the end and you say, oh no, you let me down again. So anyway.
Yeah. Rob called me out of the blue the other night, and it was a bit like when your phone goes and you're not expecting a call. And it's like, if I'd got that call from one of my parents, I would answer the phone and say, who's dead?
Mm.
That's the kind of feel I got when I looked at my phone. But you called up to apologize, didn't you? You didn't actually get around to apologizing. But
did I?
Yeah.
What was I going to apologize about?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
You've done that before.
The whole thing. I've done that. Well, you've done it. Yeah, I started apologizing on the podcast. And then, you said, so you should or something. And I was like,
okay. And I forgot what I was going to apologize for anyway. So, but I do apologize to...
We're all the best of friends. That's the main thing.
Do you actually say his name?
Apologize to...
His handle?
No, I haven't said it yet. Okay. I'm going to.
Okay, go.
His name is Andre. And his Instagram is a.cesnovar.
Right.
So you better go and follow him right now, Rob.
No, like all his stuff. Yeah.
Like all his stuff?
Yeah. Well.
And say, hello, friend, from the group chat.
You took it the wrong way. I'm sure he wouldn't have even been that offended. I was just saying,
has he replied?
I don't know. I don't even look since. I only look at those things once a week.
He left the group straight afterwards.
No, I did. No, he did. That's fine. If he's going to get offended with that, he should leave the group too.
Yeah, probably if people get offended, they probably don't listen to the podcast.
Exactly. Sorry, Andre.
I'm
sorry.
He's done, I think, 4 or 5.
I'm sure he's done more than me, which wouldn't be hard.
So.
Yeah, okay. Oh, look, Gary G's just commented on a thing I commented about on a post. He's responded to me, actually. Responded to Peter. Oh, anyway, that's another one to follow later on. I better write him down as well, Peter.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Good. Yep, thanks. So everybody, before we go, don't forget to go and follow us on Instagram. That's what happens. You put me off every time. I got it all in my head and then you start laughing.
I kind of handle how professional it is. Okay,
it's very professional.
Start again. Yeah,
you can't handle how professional. You can't handle how professional it is. Don't mean to get non-professional.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna eat a marshmallow. Hang on, I got a bag of marshmallows. Like, hang on. Here you go. Look, I'm gonna get one of these. How's this professional? One left. That's good. Offsets. Right.
And all is right again with the world.
Perfect. Ah, oh, it's the last one. Marshmallow. Pascal marshmallow. Good. Pink one too.
What color was it? Pink. Nah, no, I don't like the pink ones.
Yep. You know, pink ones. What is wrong with you?
So many things.
You better talk because I'm chewing.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so I don't know what to say. Come and follow us on Instagram, Fifth Wrist, Facebook, Fifth Wrist. Come and leave a review on whatever platform you listen to the podcast, something positive or negative. Also, actually, while we're on this subject.
Oh, yeah, I thought you'd never. I'm hoping you'd mention that. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
No, what are you talking about?
The just a couple of reviews we've actually had we've had tons of reviews, but the people have actually left comments on our with the reviews. But the last one was fantastic, 5 stars. You must.
Oh, you mean reviews as in for the podcast?
Yeah.
Yes.
You must listen to the interview with Mo Coppoletta. Absolutely brilliant stuff from Davila via Apple Podcasts in Spain. 5 stars, Rob.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
And then there was another one, which
well, actually... Me? Well, it's not me. It's you.
No. Yeah, you were there.
What are you saying me for? I was there. I was just listening. I was just standing in the background, sitting in the corner.
You got on.
Yeah, you asked questions.
There was another one that somebody left. Sunny Side Up. This is an Australian person, so we might even know this.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Love the show, guys. 5 stars. A lot of knowledge and insight into the complex and sometimes confounding world of watches.
Confounding.
I know, but was it the world of watches confounding before or after he listened to the podcast? That's
the. We were confounded him more and more, I'd say. Yeah, more after. Oh my god! Yeah, right. I'm gonna have another sweet.
If somebody wants to come and leave any more reviews, positive or negative. In fact, somebody come and do a good negative one, and we'll read it out on the next podcast.
I don't even see them, so Alex can make them up.
Something really abusive. Yeah, leave a really abusive 1-star review, and we'll read it out on the next one.
Can you do half a star?
No, I think it's 1 star. Yeah, minimum.
Okay.
Maybe you can do 0 stars. I think 1 star is as low as you can go. Go and follow Rob.
Yeah, follow me.
Geneva _ blue.
If you can keep up _ with my Vespa.
And his Vespa or his bicycle. He never rides. Go and check out his YouTube channel, Geneva Blue.
Yeah, I got to do something to get about that. Put something else on. I've been a bit slack lately, but I will. I will do one in French just for Alex. Because he loves another one. He loves the French. He loves the Français.
Did anyone watch the other one?
I think you were the only one that did, and you didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? I don't know. Did you watch it all the way through?
That's my dedication to this relationship, Rob. Yeah, I watched it all the way through.
Serious? Oh, you're the only one then. Now all you got to do now is learn French, and you're laughing.
I'm so supportive.
You are. You're awesome. She's like, you're so good to me.
I know. We've got an exciting episode coming up, don't we?
We've got a few exciting episodes coming. What do you mean? They're all exciting.
I'm excited for the clusterfuck that will be the 50th.
Language!
The 50th episode.
The 50th EP. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. Obviously, it's going to happen like Robfest, except it's really going to happen.
Yeah. We're going to have all the crew there. I'm going to be there. Rob's going to be there. Anthony's going to be there. Vinny's going to be there. Michael's going to be there. Roman's going to be there. Can you imagine how crazy that is going to be? I think it's just going to be Roman speaking pretty much and the rest of us just jumping in.
Exactly.
There, but yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. 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 He makes me look like a mute.
He's and so I like passionate. Talking. It's so great.
I know. Yeah, I know. It is. It's good.
Well, actually, even when I was listening to the dark one, when I've been editing that, there was... large periods of time when you didn't say anything at all.
It wasn't here. I was going to
doze off or not.
Went out of pee. Yeah.
What else do people need to do, Rob? Is that it?
I can't remember.
Review your watch.
I've had too
review
much.
Your watch on the website.
Review the, yes. Yes. Yeah. Review your watch on Fifth Wrist. Definitely. Yeah.
Good.
You haven't even got your own. You haven't got a. No, hang on. Hang on that rabbit. You haven't got a personal Insta account, have you? You have, but you don't use it. It's only Fifth Wrist.
Yeah,
you haven't
got time for that. Watch regulator. No. I most of the messaging and stuff I do is on the watch regulator one. And
I know you've got one. I know. Sorry, I didn't mean you haven't got an account. I know you've got the watch regulator, but you don't actually post much, do you?
No, I hardly ever post anything on it. I spend all my time doing all the rest of the shit.
Editing out crap. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Okay, Somte, thank you.
Stay on time, guys.
Thanks for coming.
You know he's got to get something in the end.
I do.